this show right on moving, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for your next comic, White Pahu Bob. Oh.
What's up, Bob? Bobby.
Yeah, I should have thrown my name out earlier, you know. You know, this is kind of a public service tonight. I want to talk about how to raise kids. And see a lot of parents having some problems out there. I have to preface this by the fact that I have no kids, so alright, I hear some people saying, well, who gives you the right to tell people how to raise your kids? You got no kids of your own. Well, guess what, Andrews? I know about kids. When I was a kid once myself, grew up with a lot of kids, know a lot of kids, and most importantly, I've been a keen observer of the child-parent relationship all my life. There's some things that, there's a lot of different rules I could go into, but foremost, I think what's lost in this current world is the old adage, spare the rod and spoil the child.
Yeah.
Ooh, not supposed to say that, huh? You can't hit the kid anymore? Guess what? I'm going to say it again. Spare the rod and spoil the child. It's not just me people talking about that. That's the word of God. It's in the Bible. It's the book of Proverbs. Spare the rod and spoil the child. And I think what God's saying is, if your kid's misbehaving, go ahead and smack them upside the head. Nothing wrong with that. And I'll take it a step further. Even if he ain't misbehaving, you need to smack him up the head once in a while. Keeps him on his toes. Keeps his head on a swivel. That's what you're supposed to do as a parent. You're supposed to prepare him for the big bad world out there. Now the kid's gonna get smacked out there. So I say start it early. And often in the company of his own home. So to speak. There's not enough beating the kids going on these days. They got them helicopter cameras, you know. Kind of just kind of hover over, monitoring everything, making sure nothing's going wrong between babies. They got even a kind that's worse now. They got snowplow parents. That's the ones that are out there in front of them, removing all the obstacles, getting rid of them. They're little dandy kids just sort of strolling down there, unencumbered by all the normal struggles of life. That ain't right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying my parents raised me the best, but they were those snowplow parents, I'll tell you that. I can finally remember my mom kicking me out of the house in the morning and saying, beat it, kid. Here's a bag of glass. Go play in the street. Don't come back till dark. Not a good old mom. And Dad, he did his part too. He wasn't a helicopter parent, that's for sure. My dad was more like a stealth bomber. He wasn't around much. You didn't see him. Every once in a while, he'd swoop in, exercise maximum violence, almost. Then he'd head out again. Wouldn't see him. A lot of people said he was a deadbeat dad. Prone to violence. I just look at him as a man doing the best he can. He raises his kids right. Well, you know, there's a lot going on with these kids. I was in the Times supermarket the other day. There was a young mother there with her young daughter. I was down the aisle from her. All of a sudden she screamed, "Listen, Missy. You better start behaving or I'm gonna put you out in that hot car and you're gonna sit out there until I finish the shop." I don't think I was the only time shopper in there that thought that was no way for that kid to be talking to her mom. But hey, things are different now. It's changed a lot. These kids don't know how to respect their elders. Just yesterday here in Chinatown, I was down on River Street. I saw a young toddler on a tricycle. He was on the corner all alone looking around. I said, "Oh no. River Street's no place for a young child to be alone." So I went on down to him. I knelt down next to him on that tricycle. I said, "Hey, little buddy, are you in trouble? You're looking for your mommy? You need some help?" The kid turned around to me and said, "Strand, pops. This is my corner. You're my crack.
Hey, little buddy.
Then he pulled a big ass knife from under that tricycle. He got the drop on me. I don't know he got the knife out so fast.
Hey, buddy.
It was either velcroed under there or else he tied it up in a little slip knot or something. He had me on the goods, and I was vulnerable. I was down on my knees like that. Did only thing I could. Did a quick shoulder roll to the left to get some space for him. As luck would have it, I rolled into a large pile of feces right down the center. I didn't know if it was human feces or animal feces. But again, this was River Street, so it could have gone either way. I don't know. I just know I had to get out of there. He was coming at me with that tricycle. I popped up and I went to running. I finally settled down and got out of there. Kind of thought about the situation. I had to tip my hat to that kid. So someone raised him right. Independent young fella down there doing his business. I can't condone that line of business. But I liked his moxie. That kid had gumption. Hey people, you know, I'm like Papa Bob. Have a good evening. For God's sakes, don't forget to beat your kids. Thank you.